This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
Is rated MALSV. It contains strong language, sexual situations, and violence. It is intended only for mature audiences.
Finally, show with the balls and call it like it is. Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Countdown to audio torture.
The Rated R Safety Show starts in 3, 2, 1.
Let the eardrum pain begin.
Forget the corporate bullshit. This is the Rated R Safety Show with your host, Dr. It doesn't matter who the host is.
Oh, yes, you know it. I know it. And I think, I guess, we repeat it over and over again. Anyways, how are you? I hope everything's good, grand, inside of your neck over the woods on this Friday, February the 21st of 2025, day 52nd. Of the year, and only 313 days left to go. We are broadcasting from the Safety FM studios in Orlando, Florida, and coming across the multiverse known as Safety FM and hanging out with our friends and colleagues over there.
Radio Big.
Yep, hanging out with our friends at Radio Big, because that's kind of what we do. So a lot of stuff going on inside of that sequence of events. So let's start talking. Let's start talking right away. Our show consists of safety in the news, news and safety, but you landed on us on a Friday. So what does that mean? That means you're going to have some news overloads. So it almost sounded like overlords, but overloads. Because here's what's going to happen. I'm going to give you all the stuff that I didn't get to earlier in the week. This is what happens on Fridays. We have to talk about these things. All the stuff that's going on inside of the multi. So, with that being said, if you want to interact with the show, callinradio.com is the best way on doing so. And, video, audio, text messaging, stuff that you get to once you get there. I'm terrible at looking at stuff in social media. So if you put something over there, I'm going to be like, oh, I didn't realize that's what you did. And then some people get upset. And I just don't like getting people upset about stuff like that because it's silly. So with that being said, let's start talking about what the hell was trending.
Here is what was trending. Rated R Safety Show.
Okay. So as I look at the trend of the ends of the ends, here we go. Notable note where the special kind of booze gets its first of its kind patent. We'll talk about that. Also, Selena Gomez and Benny Blanco get new digs. More details of Denise Richards' next reality show. We'll talk about that as we get into casting calls. And Mindy Kaling goes to bat for Meghan Markle. We'll talk about that in the freeform today. So we'll talk about all that stuff. Now, with that being said, I have some people here from Feature Story News that they want to talk to you, of course, because why would they not want to talk to you? I mean, it's the greatest thing, being able to talk, discuss with you how life is going. So what they'll do is they'll talk about the latest news ventures that are going on in the multiverse. And then we'll kind of give the breakdown. Then we'll come back and we'll talk a little bit, do some stuff, hang out. You know, the traditional stuff. So callinradio.com, Freeform Friday, and feature story news. Seems like we have a lot going on there. So why don't we go ahead and do this real quick. Let's go ahead and get you into the news right now.
Here is the news on the Rated R Safety Show.
From Feature Story News in London, I'm Ollie Barrett. Israel says the explosion of three buses south of Tel Aviv was a suspected terror attack. Devices in two other buses in Bat Yam failed to explode. No casualties have been reported. Checks are being carried out in buses and trains across the country, with police saying the timer on the bombs may have been set wrongly. Kash Patel, a longtime loyalist to President Donald Trump, has been confirmed as the new director of the U.S. Federal Bureau of Investigation. The final vote was 51-49, with all Senate Democrats opposing him, along with two Republican senators, Alaska's Lisa Murkowski and Maine's Susan Collins. Kate Fisher reports.
Kash Patel has been highly critical of the FBI, the agency which he will soon lead, and he's talked about plans to drastically restructure it. Democrats argue that Mr. Patel's unwavering loyalty to President Trump raises questions over the independence of the nation's most powerful law enforcement agency. President Donald Trump has made it clear that he's prepared to use the law to go after his adversaries, and Mr. Patel is poised to be a key figure in those efforts. Kate Fisher, Washington.
China's called for the US to show mutual respect in managing trade tensions after President Donald Trump said a trade deal with Beijing was possible. At the beginning of February, Trump imposed additional tariffs of 10% on all products imported from China. Laura Westbrook reports from Hong Kong.
Beijing's foreign ministry was asked about President Donald Trump's comments that a trade deal was possible. A spokesman said the two countries should resolve their concerns through dialogue and consultation based on equality and mutual respect, adding trade and tariff wars have no winners. China's commerce ministry, meanwhile, said Beijing urged the U.S. not to wield the big stick of tariffs at every turn. Beijing responded to Trump's latest tariffs with retaliatory tariffs of up to 15% on coal and liquefied natural gas and other goods, and filed a WTO dispute against Washington. Laura Westbrook, Hong Kong.
The UK government's being urged to review its use of Chinese electric cars because of spying concerns. A number of manufacturers say they will integrate DeepSeek AI in their vehicles, which experts say poses a significant risk. The Ministry of Defence, which uses some cars made in China, says it has strict security procedures in place. Sam Goodman is Senior Policy Director at the China Strategic Risks Institute.
The UK right now is out of alignment with America and the European Union on this particular issue. Both of those partners have issued tariffs on Chinese EVs, and there are conversations going on within government about whether we join those efforts, whether we don't. But the government also needs to be thinking through the national security ramifications as well.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN.
With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks. Today, the plight of a British couple detained in Iran since January and now charged with espionage. Craig and Lindsay Foreman were on a round-the-world motorbike journey trying to learn more about cultures and traditions globally. They were arrested in Kerman province as they prepared to head into Pakistan. And this week, Iran brought spying charges against them that they and their family members vigorously deny. Anousheh Ashouri knows what they're going through, because he was detained by Iran for 3 years. A British-Iranian citizen picked up on a routine visit home to see his mother.
Nothing has changed as long as the policies are concerned. The temptations to go to Iran, because it's a beautiful country, it's got very friendly and hospitable people, the temptations to go to Iran is irresistible. And not listening to the advice by foreign ministry, I mean, I can put myself in their place. Going through Iran until they arrived at the border between Iran and Pakistan. So up until that moment, it was all good. Unfortunately, what I call people like myself, I call us soft targets. Finding soft targets, ordinary people, It's much easier.
The UK government is urging all travellers to avoid Iran, saying any foreign visitor there is at significant risk of arrest or detention. With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks.
To recap the top stories, Israel says the explosion of three buses south of Tel Aviv was a suspected terror attack. Kash Patel, a longtime loyalist to President Donald Trump, has been confirmed as the new director of the FBI. China's calling for the United States to show mutual respect in managing trade tensions. And the UK government is being urged to review its use of Chinese electric cars because of spying concerns. That's the latest feature story news. Ollie Barrett reporting.
Bringing you information you never knew you cared about. Rated R Safety Show.
If you're anything like me, you have certain tendencies to put things off, such as filing taxes, seeing the doctor, you know, working on that home improvement project that you're supposed to be doing, but you just haven't gotten to it. And while most of the times it works out, the one thing in life that you really cannot afford to wait on is setting up term coverage life insurance. You've probably seen life insurance commercials on TV and thought, yeah, I'll look into it later. Well, the answer is no. This isn't something that you can wait for. Choose life insurance through Ladder today. Ladder is 100% digital, no doctors, no needles, no paperwork. When you apply for $3 million in coverage or less, just answer a few questions about your health in an application. Ladder's customers rate them 4.8 out of 5 stars on Trustpilot, and they've made Forbes Best Life Insurance in 2021's list. You just need a few minutes and a phone or a laptop to apply. Ladder's smart algorithm works in real time, so you'll find out if you're instantly approved. No hidden fees, cancel anytime, get full refund if you change your mind in the first 30 days. Ladder policies are issued by insurers with long proven histories of paying claims. They're rated A and A+ by AM Best. Finally, since life insurance costs more as you age, now is the time to cross it off your list. So go to ladder.com/safetyfm today to see if you're instantly approved. That's ladder.com/safetyfm. ladderlife.com/safetyfm.
Radio Big. Streaming 24/7 at radiobig.fm.
Hey there, Jay Allen here with Safety FM, where we just don't talk about safety, we live it. And when it comes to safeguarding your future, there's no better partner than Acorns. This part of the show has been brought to you by Acorns and a powerful tool that makes saving and investing easier than ever. We all know that investing can feel overwhelming, especially with busy lives and no time to dive into the nitty-gritty of financial markets, but Acorns changes the game. With Acorns, you don't need to be a financial expert or have a hefty sum of money to get started. In fact, Acorns lets you begin with just spare change. All about those small steps, small investments today that can build into something much bigger over time. Acorns recommends that the expert build portfolio designed to fit financial goals. Then it does the heavy lifting for you by automatic vesting your money. It's like having a financial advisor in your pocket working around the clock to help your money grow. So why wait? Head over to acorns.com/safetyfm or download the Acorns app and take that first step towards securing your future today. Remember, in the world of safety and investing, small actions today can lead to a mighty outcomes tomorrow.
Paid non-client endorsement compensation provides an incentive to positively promote Acorns. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors LLC and SEC registered investment advisors. View important disclosures at acorns.com/safetyfm.
At Safety FM, we're all about making smart decisions on the job and in life. So take control of your financial future. This is Jay Allen reminding you to stay safe, stay smart, and invest in your tomorrow.
Safety never sounded so terrible.
Rated R Safety Show.
Embrace a daily boost of nature with Field of Greens. Discover the simple power of one scoop to elevate your well-being. Enjoy the flavor that appeals to you the most and let the blend of organic fruits and vegetables enhance your life. Experience the following benefits with Field of Greens.
noticeable energy increase to power you throughout the day,
improved quality of sleep,
enhanced digestive comfort, and a general uplift in your wellness. Field of Greens stands out with the selection of organically grown ingredients, each carefully picked for its benefits to your heart and overall health. We are confident that you'll appreciate the benefits of Field of Greens. If it doesn't meet your expectations, we offer a straightforward money-back guarantee. Jumpstart your health journey with a special offer, 15% off your first purchase plus complimentary expedited shipping. Just visit fieldofgreens.com and use the code SAFETYFM to redeem your discount. That's SAFETYFM at fieldofgreens.com. Experience nature's touch at fieldofgreens.com/SAFETYFM. And don't forget to tell them that Jay Allen sent you.
We're rocking all day at work because we don't give a duck. Autocorrect probably just saved my ass there.
Like I give a flying, you know.
Yeah, there you go. Let's see. 15 minutes past the top of the hour as you and I are hanging out on this Freeform Friday. Okay, so let's go ahead and get into it because I think it is time to do so. But Microsoft has developed a new computer chip, Manjorda 1, that the company says will play a major role in quantum computing, a leap forward in the very science of computer technology that has mostly been, well, theater-like to this point. But get a load of this. By creating this new chip, Microsoft says that it has created a new state of matter that is not solid, liquid, or gas. You'll have to ask physicists what exactly that means, but apparently has a lot to do with a particle matter, literal quantum physics, and electrons and protons carrying the information around in a new way. Microsoft CEO posted on X, "We believe that the breakthrough will allow us to create a truly meaningful quantum computer, not in decades, as some have predicted, but in years." Yeah, quantum mechanics. Exciting. So, I don't know. It's weird. It's a weird one. It sounds like science fiction or fiction of science, one or the other. Anyways, a Maryland-based distillery has earned the first ever patent for electrolyte-infused spirits. Lytos produces a house brand of vodka that infuses salt, potassium, and, some stuff into the booze without added sugars, which says it promises a premium style sip half at the traditional cost. The patent covers both product itself and production process to make it. No official word from the company that's proactively consuming electrolytes while boozing it has the same hangover. We'll see. The effects of chugging Gatorade before bed. If you want to find out for yourself, you have to travel to Maryland, Washington, D.C., or Delaware, where the spirits are available in about 500 liquor stores, bars, restaurants, and so on. This is according to Lita's Vodka. Now, I would like to know what the benefit is of that. Because, you know, if you have a hangover and you need a quick remedy, Pedialyte's the way to go. So would you want, like, your vodka with Pedialyte? Like, will that do anything for you? I mean, I'm just asking. I have no concept of anything. Unless it's talking about a little bit of tequila, then I have some clue right there. That's it.
We at Safety FM are not responsible for what this idiot behind the microphone is saying.
He is trying to be entertaining.
Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so the Pope Watch continues. The Vatican released a statement on Thursday confirming that Pope Francis is in stable condition while hospitalized for severe form of pneumonia. So there you go. Spokesperson Matteo Bruni. The Pope fever has subsided. And he's been out of bed to work bedsides. Aspi Santriano tells Newsweek that he's a fighter and he believes that he'll win this battle. Well, I hope so. Vatican insiders say that the Pope is committed to doing the job as long as he can continue to engage directly with people when he's well enough. This is according to Newsweek. So there you go. Some stuff going on right there. Also, take a listen to this. Delta is getting ahead of this week's freak accident in Toronto, offering passengers no string attached $30,000 payment for their suffering. Reps at the company say that the payments have no string attached and wouldn't hinder the rights to pursue further litigation. Multiple passengers have already joined forces to retain the same Canadian law firm to seek further compensation from the airline. New York Times reports that under international treaties, airlines based in the United States are required to make advance payments to passengers if the airline determines that the money is necessary to cover their immediate economic needs. So, big time. I mean, getting in front of that thing. I mean, it sounded like for the most part, everybody was okay. For the most part. I mean, let's talk about that, because that's going to be the other aspect here in regards to the whole thing. So take a listen to this. Italian authorities have busted a workshop in Rome specializing in forging the crooks would later attribute Remington, Picasso, and Warhol. The bus police also found forged certificates of authenticity from shuttered art galleries and phony art signatures, along with all of the art supplies produced to produce the fakes. So far, they haven't released the name of the mastermind behind the scam, nor how successful it was. Some evidence suggests that a ripped-off art had been sold online. This is according to Art News. Art News. Okay, got some more here. Football player Mike Collier has died. He passed away at home in Maryland on Sunday. No cause of death was given. Mike's agent spent his career, Mike spent his career playing for the Pittsburgh Steelers, including winning Super Bowl X. He was 71 at the time of his passing. Also, getting into the swamp today, the Senate confirmed Kash Patel to head the FBI on Thursday. The vote leaves just four major nominees to be confirmed: Labor Secretary, Trade Representative, Education Secretary, and Ambassador to the United Nations. President Trump has said that his nominee to lead the Department of Education is Linda McMahon and will be successful in her role if she oversees the dissolution of the department entirely. She headed up the Small Business Administration during his first term. So what do you think there? This abolishing the Department of Education. They're saying they want to allow it to run stateside. I mean, it's tough to think about. And I know on Fridays we're supposed to talk about everything, but I look at it and go, okay, it's a little swampy, but we have to talk about some of this stuff. This stuff is important in regards of what's going on out there. Okay, so take a listen to this. Mexican news site Milenio reports that new arrivals from South America on the way to the United States have dropped up by 97% into central Mexico in the recent weeks. You may recall one former failed vice president, or one former vice president, better saying, Kamala Harris' task that was to understand that the root causes of the migration. She ominously said that the media's interviews do not come. This was before the media collectively forgot that she was named the border czar. Turns out all it takes is, what does it say? All it takes is to stop the root causes of illegal immigration is securing the border and ending the promise of free cash and benefits from the federal government. Now, keep in mind that a lot of the swamp stuff comes from an editor. So there you go. That's editorialized in regards to what it's saying. So there you go right there. Okay, let's continue talking. The Dow lost about 450 points to close at 44,176 on Thursday. The S&P lost about 26 points to close at 6,117, and the NASDAQ slid about 93 points to close at 19,962. West Texas Intermediate closed at $72 a barrel, and Brent Crude was at $96 a barrel. The national average price of a gallon of gas was $3.16 on Thursday, and Bitcoin gained on Thursday, up about 1.7%, trading just around $98,200. Tonight's Mega Million drawing will be for a $165 million jackpot, or a $75.1 million cash payout. Saturday night's Powerball drawing will be for $215 million jackpot or a $99.3 million cash payout. So if you want to play the game, you have the opportunity to do so. There you go. Some stuff to talk about. Anyways, so as we are going. Anyways, today some new albums came out. Let's talk about that real quick. Cameron Marlowe, Sad Songs for the Soul. Kalora with Sleepers. Max Frost with Shelby Avenue. Sam Fender with People Watching. And then the album that was sitting in my little download file this morning as I woke up. Tate McRae, So Close to What. Some people are going to think that I'm joking when I say that, and I'm not joking. I'm not joking at all. That one was waiting right there as I woke up going, hey, take a listen to this. I think I'm like 6 songs in so far. Just saying. I woke up early. I'm 1 episode away from Cobra Kai, and I was like, hey, I need to get some of this stuff ready, so let's take a gander-ander here on some stuff that was going on. And I was like, hey, let's take a little small listen to Tate. For a moment. Anyways, take a listen to this. A slew of A-listers plan to leave Hollywood during Sean Combs' trial. Radar Online reports that celebs including Jennifer Lopez, Jay-Z, Ashton Kutcher, Usher, Justin Bieber, Will Smith, and others know to attend Combs' freakout parties, plan to ditch their homes for warmer weather. The homes of the rich and the famous, with any kind of links of Combs, no matter how innocent, will empty come May, one insider told the outlet. Combs' trial for sex trafficking and racketeering kicks off on May the 5th. If convicted, he faces life in prison. Worth noting, the trial takes place in New York City, so it's not clear why celebs are rumored to be running from Hollywood, except maybe to avoid the paparazzi. I mean, I guess that's one way to look at it. I look at it also from the standpoint that maybe they're running for the hills. Remember, you had the Dakotas and Montana that became popular, that people were running off to. Oh, in Wyoming. Yeah, Wyoming was the other one, so. Just have to think about. Also, manslaughter charges have been dropped against Liam Payne's friend and 2 hotel employees who were believed to have played a role in what led to the singer's untimely death last October. The 2 who are accused of selling cocaine to Payne before he fell from the 3rd story to the Casa Sur Parmero Hotel still faces charges. However, this is according to the Sun. I'm talking about like the newspaper, just in case, not like the Sun, S-O-N. It's not anyone's son, so there you go. What else do I have for you? Let's take a look. After being found not guilty of 2 felony counts of assault with a semi-automatic firearm, as soon as possible, Rocky tells Extra that he will name his and Rihanna's next child after his lawyer, Joe Topacipino. Yeah, Topacipino, or something like that, so. Good for him, I guess. What else? The couple are already parents of 2 children, a 2-year-old and a 1-year-old. Not sure if Joe has the same ring to it, but settlement is nice in regards of what's going on. Also, the Milwaukee Bucks will be without forward Bobby Portis Jr. for 25 games after violated an NBA anti-drug program by testing positive for tramadol. Portis will also go without pay for those missed games. His agent called the incident an honest mistake, claiming that he accidentally mixed up pain medications. So hold on. Was one like stronger than the other? Just asking. Also, Patricia Heaton says that she's not interested in rebooting the 2 hit shows that she starred in. She said, "Everybody Loves Raymond was sort of perfection, and that was one. The middle ended in a beautiful way and brought closure." Heaton says that she's aware that the middle is finding a renewed audience thanks to clips being passed on TikTok. To that end, she adds, "The wonderful thing about TV is about streaming is that she'll be able to enjoy it as much as you want." I guess that's one good way to circumvent the situation. Also, some other news, Nicolas Cage is being sued by his ex, Christina Fulton, who claims that his negligence is to blame their son's violent tendencies. What? Bolton was brutally attacked by their 34-year-old son, Weston Cage, last April. She also is suing him for assault, battery, and negligence, and infliction of emotional distress. The suit against her ex, Bolton, claims that the actor was aware of their son's history of mental and psychological disorders and chose to enable him, including bailing him out of jail on several occasions. Nicholas's attorney calls the allegations absurd and frivolous. So there you go. What are you supposed to do when your kid goes to jail? I mean, if that was to occur, not get them out? I mean, I'm kind of confused on that one. I'm just saying. Just saying. It is a little confusing when it's all said and done there, don't you think? Doesn't make any sense. You're not going to leave your kid there. Said the... It is. What else do I got? Selena Gomez and Benny Blanco have been shacking up since December. News of their $35 million Beverly Hills estate purchase was made public this week. The place previously belonged to director Todd Phillips. He worked on The Joker and The Hangover. I don't know why that's important. Why are we getting so much of this stuff now? I didn't realize we changed our show to The Hollywood Report. Okay. So with that being said, let's do this. Why don't we go ahead and get you ready to get into some news here, because I think that this is going to be important. Remember, we normally do main story around these times, but not on Fridays.
Here is the news on the Rosen and R Safety Show.
From Feature Story News in London, I'm Ollie Barrett. Israel says the explosion of three buses south of Tel Aviv was a suspected terror attack. Devices in two other buses in Bat Yam failed to explode. No casualties have been reported. Checks are being carried out in buses and trains across the country, with police saying the timer on the bombs may have been set wrongly. Kash Patel, a longtime loyalist to President Donald Trump, has been confirmed as the new director of the U.S. Federal Bureau of Investigation. The final vote was 51-49, with all Senate Democrats opposing him along with two Republican senators, Alaska's Lisa Murkowski and Maine's Susan Collins. Kate Fisher reports.
Kash Patel has been highly critical of the FBI, the agency which he will soon lead, and he's talked about plans to drastically restructure it. Democrats argue that Mr. Patel's unwavering loyalty to President Trump raises questions over the independence of the nation's most powerful law enforcement agency. President Donald Trump has made it clear that he's prepared to use the law to go after his adversaries, and Mr. Patel is poised to be a key figure in those efforts. Kate Fisher, Washington.
China's called for the US to show mutual respect in managing trade tensions after President Donald Trump said a trade deal with Beijing was possible. At the beginning of February, Trump imposed additional tariffs of 10% on all products imported from China. Laura Westbrook reports from Hong Kong.
Beijing's foreign ministry was asked about President Donald Trump's comments that a trade deal was possible. A spokesman said the two countries should resolve their concerns through dialogue and consultation based on equality and mutual respect, adding trade and tariff wars have no winners. China's commerce ministry, meanwhile, said Beijing urged the U.S. not to wield the big stick of tariffs at every turn. Beijing responded to Trump's latest tariffs with retaliatory tariffs of up to 15% on coal and liquefied natural gas and other goods, and filed a WTO dispute against Washington. Laura Westbrook, Hong Kong.
The UK government's being urged to review its use of Chinese electric cars because of spying concerns. A number of manufacturers say they will integrate DeepSeek AI in their vehicles, which experts say poses a significant risk. The Ministry of Defence, which uses some cars made in China, says it has strict security procedures in place. Sam Goodman is Senior Policy Director at the China Strategic Risks Institute.
The UK right now is out of alignment with America and the European Union on this particular issue. Both of those partners have issued tariffs on Chinese EVs, and there are conversations going on within government about whether we join those efforts, whether we don't. But the government also needs to be thinking through the national security ramifications as well.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN.
With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks. Today, the plight of a British couple detained in Iran since January and now charged with espionage. Craig and Lindsay Foreman were on a round-the-world motorbike journey trying to learn more about cultures and traditions globally. They were arrested in Kerman province as they prepared to head into Pakistan. And this week, Iran brought spying charges against them that they and their family members vigorously deny. Anousheh Ashouri knows what they're going through because he was detained by Iran for 3 years. A British-Iranian citizen picked up on a routine visit home to see his mother.
Nothing has changed as long as the policies are concerned. The temptations to go to Iran, because it's a beautiful country, it's got very friendly and hospitable people, the temptations to go to Iran is irresistible. And not listening to the advice by foreign ministry, I mean, I can put myself in their place. Going through Iran until they arrived at the border between Iran and Pakistan. So up until that moment, it was all good. Unfortunately, what I call people like myself, I call us soft targets. Finding soft targets, ordinary people, it's much easier.
The UK government is urging all travellers to avoid Iran, saying any foreign visitor there is at significant risk of arrest or detention. With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks.
To recap the top stories, Israel says the explosion of three buses south of Tel Aviv was a suspected terror attack. Kash Patel, a longtime loyalist to President Donald Trump, has been confirmed as the new director of the FBI. China's calling for the United States to show mutual respect in managing trade tensions. And the UK government is being urged to review its use of Chinese electric cars because of spying concerns. That's the latest feature story news. Ollie Barrett reporting.
You are listening to something magical. You're not listening to the Rated R Safety Show.
Hey, are you tired of hanging around and talking about safety in a boring kind of format? Well, I got something for you. If you haven't hung out with us yet at safetyfm.com, I'm going to encourage you to do so. Yeah, if you come out to Safety FM, you can come hang out with all kinds of safety professionals. Some are safety professionals. Some are just people that are talking about safety. But we want to do it in a format that makes it fun and entertaining. If you're kind of trying to figure out what the FM portion is, well, we're a radio station and also a podcast network. You can come out, hang out, listen to my show, The Jay Allen Show. You can listen to Todd Conklin with the pre-accident investigation, Blaine J. Hoffman with the safety pro, the Hop Nerd, Sam Goodman, just to name a few on what could be found on the station. Different things for different people trying to bring safety in an entertaining form. SafetyFM.com. Go to the website, download the app, and carry it with you all day long. SafetyFM.com. We'll be waiting for you.
Listen at your own risk. Rated R Safety Show.
This portion of the show has been sponsored by Private Internet Access, America's number one virtual private network, or VPN. Even if you use incognito mode, internet service providers is storing your browser data and many times even selling it. But Private Internet Access, or PIA, can help you. PIA encrypts and reroutes your internet traffic through one of its own servers, hiding your data from your internet service provider or network admin. And with servers in over 75 countries, you can get unrestricted access to geo-blocked content from around the world. PIA comes with easy-to-use apps and browsers extension for all devices, a rock-solid privacy policy, open source security, advanced customization settings, and it was just ranked the fastest VPN in the world by PC Magazine. And if you sign up right now with PIA, you can take advantage of a special deal only for Safety FM listeners. Only by using the following link, you can get the digital privacy for less than $2 a month. Yes, you did hear me correctly. Less than $2 a month and an extra 4 months for free. So that means for only $1.98 a month and 83% off, you can get this service for you right now. That's so much more inexpensive than virtually every other VPN on the market. And if you get it right now, you can take PIA's 30-day risk-free challenge. You can try it out for 30 days, see if you like it, and if not, just return it for a full refund. So just go to safetyfm.com/VPN. That's safetyfm.com/VPN to try out the best VPN on the planet completely risk-free. Now remember, safetyfm.com/VPN.
for safety screening old, stale, and hacked.
Does your safety trainer still preach a warped version of behavior-based safety?
How about safety training that actually addresses your hazards in your workplaces and is not standardized baloney from 25 years ago? Contact the Safety Wars team at safetywars.com or call Jim Polzel at 845-269-5772. Remember, if you're receiving this message, you are the solution to unsafe workplaces.
Well, you might be like me and heard all these terms and were not 100% sure on what they meant. Things as
mining,
blockchain, the Internet of Things. Well, I will tell you, we here at Safety FM have partnered up with a company that will explain this to you and will also have conversations to inform you on how you might have the potential of making passive income by being involved with this. All you need to do is go to safetyfm.com/iHub. They'll discuss blockchain. What exactly is mining? What is cryptocurrency? And what is the Internet of Things? To find out more information, go to safetyfm.com/iHub. That's safetyfm.com/iHub. And don't forget to mention that Jay Allen sent you.
Radio Big. Streaming 24/7 at radiobig.fm.
I know you all want to hit your revenue targets and get the launch done. Well, making sure that your team knows what to do and how to do it is a huge part of it. So I'm sure that you all do different kinds of training, and I'm willing to bet that you probably use PowerPoint, Zoom, etc. I also bet that when you get someone droning on about a topic using these tools, you probably zone out, and your team does too. I mean, it is a reality of what happens. That's why I strongly recommend a tool called Articulate 360. That makes it so easy to whip together interactive, really beautiful e-learnings that really engages people and gets info across. You can create short-form micro-learning, super interactive courses, and really whatever you need when you're in their site. Then with a couple of clicks, you can send it out and check on it and see the progress of your team. Your team can also check back on the training anytime they want in a super simple portal. Literally everyone uses Articulate. Over 120,000 companies and all 100 Fortune 100 companies. Check it out at articulate.com/360 to start a free trial. That's articulate.com/360 to start your free trial. And don't forget to tell them that I was the one that sent you there.
Pop quiz, hotshot. During a heat wave, what's more important, air conditioning or air guitar?
Is it air conditioning?
Air guitar. The answer is always air guitar.
Okay, here we go. 43 minutes past the top of the hour. This right here that you are taking a listen to, this is the Rated R Safety Show. But the song that's playing is called Psychosis by Shockface. Songs readily available on Spotify, Apple Music, YouTube Music. Yep. There you go. We're trying to get them all to go through, man. Fun stuff always here going on this show. We would like to thank Shockface for allowing us to play this here on the Rated R Safety Show, because why would we not be thankful? I mean, come on. Okay, so let's talk about it. Let me tell you about the most important thing that I will ever tell you in my lifetime, and that's about my friends at Right Love on Her Arms. No matter what you're facing, you deserve to be connected to help. To write love on her arms wants you to know that people have been where you are now and things can get better. To find out more information, go to TWLOHA.com. That's TWLOHA.com and click on the section that says find help. Once you get there, there'll be information related to addiction, depression, anxiety, eating disorder, self-injury, suicide, trauma, and grief support. Just to name a few things. That's it. That is the gig of gigs. Seriously. Because when I say that, I say it with this context. When you go there, it can change everything for you. There's so much good information on that website on where you can find help. And I always look at it from the standpoint is that even though it might not apply to you, it could be one of those things that you can have information to help apply to others. TWLOHA.com, far right-hand side, click on the section that says find help. Okay, with that being said, let's continue talking. Let's talk about some new movies coming out this week. The Unbreakable Boy, despite his rare brittle bone disease and autism, young Austin Lorette finds joy and the fun in life. And his life-affirming nature spreads and transforms the people around him. Comes out today, rated PG for a drama. Also, The Monkey rated R, which is a horror movie. When twin brothers find a mysterious wind-up monkey, a series of outrageous deaths tear their family apart. 25 years later, the monkey begins the killing spree again, forcing the estranged siblings to confront the cursed. Just telling you what it is, man. Just telling you. Okay, so let's talk about this. If Fridays make you want to dance, you're not alone. In fact, according to science, your body is hardwired to dance, even if you really don't like music. Of course, the connection between music and movement runs deep in the human culture, and the natural urge to move with rhythm, whether it's tapping your foot under the desk, shaking and dancing. The scientists call groove, according to the new study from Concordia University in Montreal. Even those who don't have particularly enjoy music, a condition called music anhedonia, still feel the instinctive urge to dance or groove when they hear it. For those people, their enjoyment of rhythmic music appears to come already entirely from the urge to move, while others derive pleasure from both movement and the actual music. So I don't know. So, I mean, the people around here who love music, but despises anything that has the nerve to ask to move. So, I don't know. Just some stuff there. Just some stuff. Let's do this. I know we're running a little bit early. Why don't we do it this way and do it anyways? Let's get some John Smalls into our life. I think that it's important for us to do that. So, let's do that right now. Motivation Minute.
The Motivation Minute, courtesy of GenesisGoldIRA.com and JaceCaseMedical.com.
The Motivation Minute.
Today's quote was submitted by Josh. Oscar Wilde said, "Always forgive your enemies. Nothing annoys them more." I love this. I've always done this too. Not because I want to annoy someone, but because I want that feeling to go away. When someone does you dirty, it's easy to hold a grudge against them. But I feel like these grudges are like an anchor that hold us down. Let it go. Forgive them and move on. Otherwise, you'll always be anchored to them and the feeling you get when you think about what they did to you. Whatever it was that helps them earn that spot in your mind, let it go. Something magical happens when you forgive them. Now, that doesn't mean you need to work with them again, but move on.
The Motivation Minute.
The Motivation Minute, courtesy of GenesisGoldIRA.com and JaceCaseMedical.com. I'm John Small. Thanks for listening. Your favorite motivational quotes can be submitted for upcoming programs at MotivationMinute.org.
Hello, I'm Richard Exley with your one-minute devotion. Although only God can forgive sin, I am convinced that secret sin can only be overcome by confessing it to another person as well as to God. Sin flourishes in the dark. It thrives in secret. But exposed to the light through honest confession to a fellow believer, and it withers and dies. In Psalm 25, David prayed, "Remember, Lord, your great mercy and love, for they are from of old. Do not remember the sins of my youth and my rebellious ways. According to your love, remember me. For you, Lord, are good." That's Psalm 25. Lord Jesus, help your church to become what you intended it to be, an accepting fellowship that loves unconditionally and forgives freely. Amen. If these devotions are a blessing and an encouragement to you, you can subscribe at oneminutedevotion.com.
Here is the news on the Rosenbauer Safety Show.
Iranian authorities have charged a British couple detained since January with espionage. The pair, identified as Craig and Lindsay Foreman, were arrested in Kerman for allegedly gathering intelligence for hostile nations.
The UK government has expressed deep concern over the situation. Officials are providing consular assistance and are in close contact with the Foreman's family, Benjamin Wright reporting.
In Colombia's Chaco department, the National Liberation Army has initiated a three-day armed strike. This action has led to business closures and halted public transportation, confining residents to their homes. Kyle Norris reports.
The ELN claims the strike is a response to alleged alliances between state forces and paramilitary groups targeting rebels and community leaders. The Colombian military has condemned the strike, suggesting it aims to facilitate illegal mining and drug trafficking.
Villagers in southern Lebanon are returning home as Israeli forces withdraw from key border areas under a U.S.-brokered ceasefire. Despite the pullout, Israel maintains control over five strategic positions, which Lebanese leaders denounce as a violation of the agreement.
Residents are assessing extensive damage to their homes, many of which were destroyed during the conflict and occupation. Lebanese authorities and the UN are calling for a complete Israeli withdrawal in line with the ceasefire terms. Kevin Sanders reporting.
This is the latest news headlines.
The acting head of the Social Security Administration, Michelle King, has resigned following a dispute over data access. King refused to grant the Department of Government Efficiency access to sensitive recipient information.
The White House has appointed Leland Dudek as the interim commissioner and nominated Frank Bisignano for the permanent role. Concerns have been raised about unauthorized access to private taxpayer data, Jim Kender reporting.
Federal workers across the United States are facing mass layoffs following an order from the Trump administration. The directive targets probation employees who lack civil service protections. Advocacy groups have filed complaints alleging the firings may be illegal. The layoffs could lead to significant backlogs and efficiency losses in various federal agencies. The White House has defended its decision to bar Associated Press reporters from presidential events.
The action stems from the AP's refusal to adopt President Trump's renaming of the Gulf of Mexico to the Gulf of America. Press Secretary Caroline Levitt stated that media access decisions rest with the president. Jessica Oakley reporting.
A massive fire has erupted at a Pennsylvania aerospace manufacturing facility. The blaze has prompted local authorities to issue shelter-in-place orders for nearby residents.
Emergency responders are on the scene, working to contain the fire and assess potential hazards. The cause of the fire is currently under investigation. Lawrence Keller reporting.
And that's the latest news headlines with Alan Edwards.
Okay, so let's continue going down the path here of everything that is going on. Let's talk about some things that happened back on this day. Back in 2013, the New York Times announced its plans to sell the Boston Globe and a handful of regional papers. The Gray Ladies parent company had tried to sell the Globe in 2009, but couldn't attract buyers with such an unprofitable business model. In the ensuing years, employees agreed to wage cuts, and other cost-cutting measures were taken to right the ship. It was eventually purchased by John Henry, owner of the Boston Red Sox. So that happened back on this date in 2013. If you're looking at some birthdays for today, Ann Wilson turns 23, Sophie Turner, 29, Haley Orancia, 31, Joe Alwyn, 34, Corbin Blue, 36, Ashley Green, 38, Elliot Page, 38, Jennifer Love Hewitt, 46, Jordan Beal, 46, Carlitos, 46, Scott Kelly, 61, Jack Coldman, 67, Woodley Brown, 69, Kelsey Grammer, 70, And Jerry Harrison turned 76 today. So there you go. If you're looking at some days of the year to celebrate, it's National Sticky Bun Day. Hey now. So there's that. And then there's Breakup Day. So I guess if you're planning a breakup, today's the day to do so. Sounds like a weird thing to have as a day, but hey, stranger things have happened. No doubt about that. As we are talking, yeah, I mean, just sometimes we just have some strange stuff that ends up coming about. Let's talk about some whack facts real quick. Snakes sleep with both eyes open. People with blue eyes are better able to see in the dark. Al Pacino turned down the role of Han Solo. Porsche's first car was built in 1898 and was electric. The only difference between fog and mist is visibility. If you can't see more than 100 meters ahead, it's fog, not mist. Keep that in mind. So there you go. Anyways, if you need a random joke for today, I dance like no one was watching. The people in the Zoom meeting were horrified. If you need a starter for the phone today, tear gas makes people cry and laughing gas makes people giggle. What other kind of gases should exist? That's a good question. Anyways, if you need a survey for the water cooler, try this. A survey found that 52% of people have dipped their pizza in this. What is it? Ketchup. Yep, ketchup. That's it. Anyways, that's going to sum up our time together. Thanks for hanging out with me. I do appreciate us being able to do our thing together. Anyways, thank you for always being the best part of Safety FM and Radio Big, and that is the listener, because without you, it makes no sense to do what we do around here. No doubt about that. Anyways, at the top of the hour, I will be going over to RadioBig.fm if you want to come and hang out with me for the next couple hours or so. If not, here on Safety FM, Sheldon Primus will come in, take over, and do his thing, talking about the world of safety consulting. If I can leave you with a deep thought for today, I would love to leave you with this one. The problem with people, if they forget that most of the time, it's small things that count. There you go. Something to think about. Anyways, I know who you are. You know who I am. Love you, mean it, and goodbye.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.
So I'm
shot. Folks call me head dead. When you hear my fuck about the I'm sick. My bad, shut up. One shot to Alex.